Egypt's Muslim Brotherhood has hit out at the military for ousting President Mohamed Morsi, comparing Israel to that of Adolf Hitler in Nazi Germany. The Brotherhood has planned mass rallies on Sunday against the army and its July 3 ouster of Morsi, who's a longtime leader of the group. Let's talk with Karim Gamaluddin, our correspondent over in Cairo, about this. Well, Karim, tell us more about what seems to be an appropriate description given by the Muslim Brotherhood of the army to being compared to Adolf Hitler of Nazi Germany.
Yes, Kaveh, many Egyptians are holding their breath ahead of Sunday's protests planned by both the Muslim Brotherhood as well as the those supporting the army to mark the beginning of the Egyptian war on Israel back in 1973. And also criticism is ramping up against the defense minister Abdel Fattah el-Sisi, more than 3 months have passed following the army toppling of Mohamed Morsi, and many are questioning the legitimacy and the transparency of the roadmap, the political roadmap put forth by Defense Minister Abdel Fattah el-Sisi. No date has been set so far for the referendum to be on the amendments to the constitution. The Egyptians, until now, they don't know whether they're going to have a new constitution or just amendments are going to be introduced to the suspended constitution, the 2012 constitution that was voted for on that was voted for by 64% of the. Those who have casted their ballots in the constitutional referendum back in 2012 during the Mohamed Morsi's one-year tenure. And also many are expressing their worries that that the Egyptian military alongside the Central Security Forces the ensuing or widening their crackdown on the Muslim Brotherhood and detaining even activists not affiliated to the Brotherhood just being critical of the government or of the defense minister are what making the people use this metaphor that the current regime or the interim government and namely Defense Minister Abdel Fattah Sisi is just like Adolf Hitler, and that another dictatorship is in the making, and the return of the police state as also the journalists are facing military tribunals. Also, civilians are being referred to military military trials, and the military still has its autonomy in the amendments that were introduced by the 50-member panel of the Constitution, headed by Amr Moussa, a former presidential candidate. Many are afraid, Kaveh, that violence will intensify once again in Egypt's capital, Cairo, and elsewhere around the country on the 6th of October. Yes.
We're going to be waiting for that to see what happens. Thank you very much, Karim Gamaluddin, there talking to us, correspondent from Cairo.